Episode 12. After the death of Teresa's father, his Dominican confessor persuaded Teresa to return to the practice of prayer. She never abandoned it again, but it only increased the conflict within her, as she did not yet have the strength to abandon her distracted way of living.
In order to resemble in some way a father like this, I should have improved. His confessor, who was a Dominican, a very learned man, said he did not doubt but that my father had gone straight to heaven. He had been confessor to my father for some years and praised his purity of conscience. This Dominican father, who was very good and God-fearing, profited me a great deal. For I went to confession to him, and he took it upon himself with care to do good for my soul and make me understand the perdition that I was bringing upon myself. He had me receive communion every 15 days, and little by little, in beginning to talk to him, I discussed my prayer with him. He told me not to let it go, that it could in no way do me anything but good. I began to return to it, although not to give up the occasions of sin, and I never again abandoned it. I was living an extremely burdensome life, because in prayer I understood more clearly my faults. On the one hand, God was calling me. On the other hand, I was following the world. All the things of God made me happy. Those of the world held me bound. It seems I desired to harmonize these two contraries, so inimical to one another, as are the spiritual life and sensory joys, pleasures and pastimes. In prayer I was having great trouble, for my spirit was not proceeding as Lord, but as slave, and so I was not able to shut myself within myself, which was my whole manner of procedure in prayer. Instead, I shut within myself 1,000 vanities. Thus I passed many years, for now I am surprised how I could have put up with both and not abandoned either the one or the other. Well do I know that to abandon prayer was no longer in my hands, for he held me in his, he who desired to give me greater favours. He looked not at my great sins, but at the desires I often had to serve him, and at the sorrow I felt for not having the strength in me to put these desires into practice.